Shalom Aleichem. Mishneh Yomi is continuing in Ta'anit, chapter 4. We are at Mishneh Gimel. Now, yesterday, at the start of the chapter, we mentioned the Birkat Kohanim, the priestly blessing, was done on fast days and during Ne'ilah and also during this Ma'amadot. And we talked about the concept of Ma'amadot, absolutely fascinating. So the Torah commands us to bring a public offering on behalf of everyone in the community, but not everyone could be at the temple every day. So we had sort of representatives of the nation taking turns, taking shifts, like the Kohanim and the Levim in the temple who took shifts, the 24 Mishmarot. There were so too Ma'amadot, these shifts of representatives, and if they were close enough, they'd come through Yerushalayim, and if not, they made a special, we're going to see ceremonies and prayer services in their own towns. Now, Mishneh Gimel picks up talking about the practices of these Ma'amadot, these Yisraelim, who were the representatives of the entire nation in connection to the Karbanot. Anshei HaMa'amad, the men of the shift, both inside and outside of Yerushalayim, Hayu Mit'onin, Arbaya Yomim B'Shvua, they would fast for 4 days during that week. Now, this wasn't 24-hour fasting. They were fasting only during the day, and they could eat at night. This was Miyom Sheni V'yom Ve'ad Yom Chamishi. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, during the daytime, there was a fast for the men of the shift. V'lo hayu mit'onin Erev Shabbat. They would not fast Erev Shabbat. Mipnei kavod Shabbat. It's not an honor for Shabbat to go to begin Shabbat in sort of a exhausted and ravenous state. V'lo ba'echad b'Shabbat, and also not on Sunday. Kedei shelo yetzu mimenucha ve'oneg. So you're not leaving from a day of rest and enjoyment, you know, and feasting, liagia v'tainit v'yamutu, and you're going to go into a day that's exhausting and fasting and self-depriving, and they might die. Now, not literally die. A person's not going to die just because they ate a lot on Saturday and didn't eat anything on Sunday, but they could faint from the shock to the system of going from a day of abundance to a day of not eating at all. It is interesting that Yom Kippur is on our horizon very shortly, and there's one pshat given that we have a mitzvah to eat extra Erev Yom Kippur, so that'll be easy for us to fast in Yom Kippur. But there are other mefarshim who mention that, you know, based on this concept, that it might actually be the opposite, that eating extra and making it sort of a celebration and a feast Erev Yom Kippur makes it even starker contrast on Yom Kippur when we're not eating. And the Mishnah continues, B'yom HaRishon, on the first day, they would do a special Torah reading during their prayer service. The men of the Maimod would have their own Torah reading. They'd read Bereshit Vayhi Rekia. So they're reading in the first chapter of Genesis, the first 5 verses. Now the Mefarshim, the Gemara, the Mefarshim, they say, you when we call someone up to read from the Torah, they have to read at least 3 verses. So it seems like they would repeat the 3rd verse, you know, the Kohen would come up and read the 3, the Levi would come up and repeat the 3rd verse, and then read 4 and 5, and then the Yisrael would come up 3rd and repeat all 5 of these verses again, similar to what we do on Rosh Chodesh, where the Levi repeats the last verse that the previous Aliyah had as well. So B'Sheni, the Mishnah continues, on Monday when they were reading from the Torah, Yehi Rekia, V'Yakavu Amayim. So they would go on like the next 4 verses in Bereishis. Bishlishi, on Tuesday, Yakavu Amayim, Vehi Ma'orot. So they would read from the gathering of the waters until the luminaries. Berevi, on Wednesdays, during the Maimad, Yehi Ma'orot, V'Yishrotzu Amayim. They would read from the creation of the luminaries, the sun, moon, and stars, till the teeming of the waters with creatures, with life. Bechamishi, on Thursday, Yishrotzu Amayim. From there, V'taitzei Aretz, until the earth sprouting forth vegetation. Bashishi, Erev Shabbos, Totze Aretz, Vayahulu Shemaim. They'd read from the vegetation coming up until Vayahulu Shemaim V'Aretz, which is the very beginning of the 2nd chapter of Genesis. The Mishnah explains Parasha Gedola, a longer section or paragraph, Korin Oto B'Shnoim. They would get 2 people to read that. You know, they'd call up 2 Aliyahs. V'Haktona, and if it was a shorter section, B'Yochid. They would read it all by 1 person. The Mishnah adds, this was B'Shacharit B'Musaf. The Torah reading was done during the Shacharit, the morning prayer, and in Musaf. For example, it was Rosh Chodesh that day, so there's a Rosh Chodesh Musaf. There wasn't an automatic Musaf whenever there was a Maimad, a shift. And the Bar Nur here points out that the Yisraelim who went from Maimlad, they went up to Yerushalayim. Those were close by. They were exempt from Musaf because they were actually involved in bringing the carbon Musaf in the temple. They would have the people, the men of the Maimlad, the men of the shift, were involved in schlepping the firewood or taking care of things that had to be done in and around the temple that were involved in the Musaf service. So the Mishnah is trying to show that it was really only in the morning time that they would pull out a separate Sefer Torah, and the men of the Maimad would have this special recitation of the Torah. Uva Mincha, but in the afternoon time, Nichnosin, they would go into the Beit Knesset, into the Shul, the Kurin Al Pihen, and they would read it by heart. Kikore et Shema, like people who are reciting Shema, they have it, you know, Shema, thank God we've said so many times, you have it memorized. So too, the first chapter of Bereishit, of Genesis, they had it memorized. It's an amazing thing that, you know, 2,000 years ago, even 1,000 years ago, not everyone had a Chumash, and it was not uncommon for people to have a lot more of Torah memorized. Even Torah Shebiksav, they knew Baal Peh, a lot of people had it, they didn't always have access to books, and they would try to memorize as much as they could. So to hear, and it was sort of a convenience, they didn't have to take the time to pull out the Torah and call up the Aliyah, they just read it. And the Mishnah concludes, Erev Shabbat, b'mincha lo hayu nechnasin. They wouldn't go to shul at all, Erev Shabbos in the afternoon, mipnei kavod Shabbat, because they're getting ready, cooking and preparing for Shabbat. The Mishnah Dalet continues, discussing what the men of the Ma'amad would do during their week, their shift, kol yom sheyesh bo halal, a day that has a halal, like Rosh Chodesh or Hanukkah, Ein bo Ma'amad b'shachar. They wouldn't pull out the Sefer Torah and have the additional reading during the morning prayer service. Basically, there's not enough time between the halal and the celebration of the day to do an extra Torah service. Karban Musaf, when there is a Musaf sacrifice, Ein bo b'ne'ilah. They wouldn't have a ne'ilah service. Because here the Bar-Nur explains, as we mentioned, they're involved with preparing wood and water and other needs for the communal offering. Karban Eitzim, if there's a wood offering being brought in the temple, Ein bo b'mincha. They wouldn't even have the Maimid Torah reading during Mincha, Div Rebbe Akiva, according to Rebbe Akiva. Again, because they're busy taking care of this offering of wood. The idea here is certain times of the year, certain families had the privilege to bring a supply of firewood to the temple, and they would come as a family and celebrate and bring an Ola also, and the men of the Maimid who were there would facilitate this and greet everyone and make it into a celebration for them. Of course, we see from here, it's always very good thing to acknowledge and thank people who are bringing donations to the synagogue and the like. The Mishnah continues, Amr lo ben Azay. Ben Azay says, Kach haya Rabbi Yeshua shonai. This is how Rabbi Yeshua taught it. Karban Musaf, if there's a Musaf offering that day, Ein bo b'mincha. They don't have a Torah reading or an additional Ma'amid services during Mincha. Karban Eitzim, if there's a firewood offering, Ein bo b'ne'ilah. They don't add anything during Ne'ilah. Chazer Rabbi Akiva liyot shone keben Azay. So Rabbi Akiva changed his mind to be like, to follow what Ben Azay taught in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshar kochachem, be well.